Hello, everybody. It is Sunday. Hopefully that you are nice and dry after this torrential storm passed through southeast Michigan and throughout the state. This is Simply Butch, and I am on a show called Butch on Sports. Always, everybody, I thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you're doing well, very well indeed, in this state where right now, again, I ask you all to mask up and stay safe. Yes, indeed. Let's get some sports news that you can't get enough of. We'll start off with, let's start off with the Detroit Tigers and a lot of things, you know, that we'll go through this particular venture of Butch on Sports. The Detroit Tigers announced this past weekend that Jordan Zimmerman is going to go on a 45-day injury list because of a strained right forearm, meaning he's not going to be available for most of the season or the season period. Yes, manager Ron Gardenhire said on Saturday the right-hander does not need surgery and could return at the end of the season, abbreviated season, of course, if, I guess, things are well with the Detroit Tigers and they're in a pennant race or whatever it may be. Very doubtful that he will come back this year. he says he plays a couple of catches a couple of times. He feels fine. Then he starts getting a little sore. And then during rehab and going from there, we don't know. So right now that's Zimmerman's M.O. He's going to be gone for the Tigers for the majority of the season. This is Zimmerman's final year of his huge, huge contract. That last year he went 1-13 with a 6.91 ERA under his belt there. You know, he's been struggling with injuries ever since he's been with the Detroit Tigers. I don't know what to say, but again, Zimmerman has not been a beacon of light for the Tigers this year or the years past when he signed that huge, huge contract. Now, Matthew Boyd has been announced that he will be the starting pitcher when this season commences on the 24th. He will be out there for the Detroit Tigers. Spencer Turnbull is another pitcher that's going to be in the lineup there, along with Daniel Norris, Tyler Alexander, Michael Fulmer. He's going to be probably returning from Tommy John surgery, and he's ready to go. Ivan Nova, he was acquired during the offseason. And I guess you got to talk about Casey Mize. Will he be part of that particular 30-man roster that the Detroit Tigers are going to be having this upcoming season here? Good possibility that they got to find him some work somewhere down the line here. They just can't put him on the taxi squad, as they're calling it right now. I haven't heard taxi squad in a very long time. Taxi squad used to be the word they used for the football and when a player is not on the active roster. But right now, Casey Mize has shown that he does belong in Major League Baseball, and I'm quite sure before it's all done and the rosters are being picked that Casey Mize will be in that particular lineup there. We got to remember that 30-man roster is not permanent. The teams will go down to 28-man roster till they get to 25-man roster during the mid-break or the quarter break of the season there. So just to keep you abreast of that particular setup indeed there. Football. Detroit Lions, they'll be probably starting off, and I say probably, because right now we may be going backwards in this state if the governor decides that things are not right where social gathering and can be employed. I'm quite sure the Lions have everything to do with trying to keep their players safe. However, many people in the National Football League, and I'm talking about players, boys and girls, that they want to know the exact protocol of safety when they reach those particular camps and how safe will they be? Where can they go? What can they do? How is it going to be commenced where everyone is safe? And that's going to be a cheer in itself. You know, keep your ears open on some type of announcement of the National Football League bringing in some type of safety protocol, which they have not legally announced yet, to the media and all you sports fans on how they're going to be taking care of players. So, training camp, people be following in for that. Basketball is going to be starting very, very soon. Players are down in Florida. Not too bad when they come down to the bubble. A couple players had to leave the bubble. Zion Williamson is one of those particular players for family matters or family reasons there. No details on what the family reason is, but he's out the bubble. When he comes back, he's going to have to sit around for at least 2 to 4 days of testing before he can even get back with his team. A total of 7 days has been commenced. Now, I know a lot of media people down there, and they're saying that when they get to the bubble, they got to stay in their room for a total of 7 days of constant testing. Their food is brought to them 3 times a day. And if they pass all those particular constant testings and protocol for that, then, and at that point, they'll be allowed in the bubble to cover game practices, etc. there. So every doggone thing ain't copacetic right now, but again, we keep on keeping your breath of what's going on. The Horizon League decided Thursday to delay the start of fall competition for all their sports, championship and non-championship, with the understanding that the competition occur, it won't begin before October the 1st. This decision allows each campus to further focus on ensuring the return of the competition protocol upheld by the council principles of the safety and that it can be reasonably implemented. Now, the delay in competition does include all exhibitions, the league and non-league contests and all the sports, again, championship and non-championship. The decision related to training and practices will be left to the members discreetly there. So it does tell you a lot that some of these particular leagues there, including the Ivy League, they have just said it ain't happening. Some other small conferences not happening. The Big Ten and also the Pac-10 decide that they're only going to do conference games only. There are the other major conferences such as the ACC and etc. They are looking to go full force on their schedules there. You know, the plight of making money is really sickening to the point that the money means more than human lives. So, again, we're going to keep our, at least I'll keep my ears open on what's going on and what's happening in the event of that. Now, with the training camps approaching in the National Football League, Players Association, again, they announced on Thursday that 72 players have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, I didn't give you that at first when I announced about the players getting ready to have a brouhaha on safety precautions, but again, that only represents 2.5 of the players considered on a 90-man roster of a training camp there. But the NFL Players Association did not report how many players have undergone testing on positive-19 before the players gathered with the training camp yet to start. Again, 72 positive cases represent players who have contracted COVID coronavirus either in their everyday lives or unsanctioned workouts among teammates there. The players are not yet in the locker rooms or in the on the practice field, but again, that number will probably change big time once they get there because they're going to have to probably go through some very, very, very hard knocks as far as coming in that. And I report also that we just get this word on in that the Toronto Blue Jays will be playing their home games in Florida and not at their particular stadium in Toronto. The Canadian government said, oh no, this won't go because of the travel situation of the Toronto Blue Jays coming in and out of the United States. The Canadian government is not going to put a stop to it, but they are basically just saying, waving that flag down, saying, oh no, it won't go. Now, the Canadian country right now has very much so flattened the curve of the coronavirus epidemic that's going on up there. It's not bad at all. Matter of fact, they're very disciplined as far as reporting the numbers, per se, of people getting COVID-19. And it's very, very low. But again, they're trying to be very preventive. They're coming to the reality, such as many of us, that this thing is not a hoax. This thing is for real. And you know what? You can't be too safe. And I commend the Canadian government and just standing up and saying, hey, look, you know. And then also there, the Prime Minister there, Trudeau. And you know what? We ain't going to have y'all screwing up the place. You know, sports is a good thing, but again, not at the point where it costs lives in our country there. So again, hip hip hooray for the Canadian government and Pierre Trudeau on standing up. Now, talking about Rogers' place there in Canada, well, the Edmonton Oilers were saying they will not get affected by their plans of using their arena for the NHL hub when the season resumed. They had a very big doggone storm that causes leaks in one of the entrance halls and smaller leaks and elsewhere in the brand new arena. And I took a look at that arena and it looked spanking beautiful there. But you know what? The builders there, I bet you they're going to catch hell in the cell here. I hate to use that lingo there, but you know what? There's some things that they're going to have to correct quick, fast, in a hurry if they're going to have a squeaky clean type of season, which, again, many of the teams are going to be commencing in Canada for hockey. And, again, Toronto is one of those spots, but they know that they're going to be able to keep all the particular players in general in one spot or one bubble, per se, and they're not be going in and out of the country. So they feel very confident of hockey and their plans of being able to start with this particular hub. One is in, again, Edmonton. The other one's in Toronto. So they're ready to go. All hell freezes over there. Again, hopefully no more rainstorms, heavy ones that is, come through the way in Canada, and they get those leaks and little snafus at Rogers Place in Edmonton all fixed up there, ready to go, so it won't be no particular needs in that particular lead as well. Still, we got a lot of soccer going on throughout the world. The MLS, they're playing soccer in Florida there, and with their particular tournament that's going on the ninth day of that particular contest. They haven't really said anything about any major snafus with coronavirus coming into play with other teams, per se. But again, right now, we haven't gotten any report on that. We'll keep you abreast of that. Now, the Detroit Tigers are decided to host a summer baseball, softball youth camp at several of their Metro Detroit locations with five-day sessions scheduled throughout August 24th. The first Tigers summer camp has already begun, but it's not too late for you to register your children for the upcoming camps. The youth camps figure and they feature our first-class instructions and with amazing experiences for your child to remember it forever. And I want you to know, please note, they're going to be operating these appropriate safety guidelines as determined by the state of Michigan to assure of everyone's well-being there. So go to the Detroit Tigers ZimmermanSummerCamp.com. If you want to put your child in a particular summer camp location near you in order to maybe kids have some fun, see some social distancing, and hopefully that will be safe as well. And again, also I kind of remind, we don't go backwards. Instead of, as far as have to shut down the state again, you know, some people, I just left the nearby gas station and some guy riding on his bike with no mask or anything at all. Hopefully the merchants are doing their portion in stopping people from walking in the stores and walking in gas stations. And I know some of the major markets and whatnot, such as Myers, Kroger's, Walmart's, they are strictly making sure that when you walk in those particular places of business, that you have a mask on. Again, in Michigan, you must be wearing a mask if you're going indoors or anywhere or outdoors when it's not really social distancing being practicing there. And don't forget to wash your hands too here, by golly. Finally, or maybe it's not finally, I got a couple more stories to give you. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and NASCAR's driver Danica Patrick has called it quits. I was shocked to read that. After 2 years of dating, the pair has reportedly broken up. So I don't know what happened. That's according to E! Entertainment and some other particular outlets there that they're no longer together. With speculations about their relationship arousing over the weekend when Patrick was not present at the American Century Championship where Rodgers competed in the celebrity golf tournament event. On Thursday, TMZ noticed that Patrick, 38, was no longer following Rodgers, who's 36 years old, on Instagram. It appears that the speculation was correct, as Patrick Rep confirmed it on E! News. The news come with a surprise, considering that Rodgers and also Patrick had moved in a $28 million mansion together in December, according to Variety there. Rodgers will continue to prep for the 2020 NFL season. Players are, again, expected to report in July. Patrick is retired from racing. She retired in 2018. She appears as a racing analyst for NBC and start a weekly podcast of her own called Pretty Intense. Woohoo! Okay, and finally, yeah, maybe this is final. I don't know. The Midsummer Classic there on a WWE Friday Night SmackDown, they took home a demo crowd of a score of 0.5. SmackDown featured the Intercontinental Championship of Matt Riddle and AJ Styles, which I really enjoyed this past Friday. I watched it in its entirety and the rest of the SmackDown in general there. You can watch wrestling practically every doggone day of the week if you have all the, you know, with Raw on Mondays and Tuesdays, Fox carry one of those venture matches or special events of all time on their particular channel, spots Fox Sports 1. You go back on Wednesdays where TNT has AEW or AWE or whatever you want to call that particular wrestling, which is very good, and I've seen some great matches on there. Also, NXT had a pretty doggone good match with Keith Lee winning the NXT and also their particular other particular title there. So that's going to be pretty bending indeed on that particular setup there. Friday Night SmackDown, of course, and you go to the WWE Network, you also got NXT United Kingdom. So you got like wrestling every day of the week. And of course, tonight, we got the special pay-per-view event that's going to happen about now here, around my 7:07, so I'll be late and I'll watch that one. And by the way, on that particular night, the highest-rated show was Blue Bloods, which is after SmackDown, of course, okay? And it had the largest audience at 37.87. That's a 0.2 plus on the Richter scale as far as viewers. So they had a lot of people watching that particular show, which was, by the way, a rerun. A rerun. Whoops today for enjoyment on the telly there. I am going to hook it and call it quits for the night here. I'm going to take some time and have some beverages here and watch the pay-per-view event for the WWE, which is starting right about now here until the wee hours of the morning, about 11 o'clock there. So I'm going to hit on that and enjoy that particular program. Tigers, again, they avoided rain showers. There was no inter-squad game, but it should be one tomorrow. They're going to take care of that in the afternoon before they get ready for travel and go to Cincinnati. We'll keep abreast of that there when we have our show on Wednesday night, boys and girls. So, a lot to be had for the upcoming week. A lot to report, but I'll try to get what I can when I can there. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butcher on Sports on Facebook, of course, there. Yes, give it a like and howdy doody there. Also, you can check out Butcher on Sports on Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchTOO.podomatic.com. And by the way, the Game Sports Show should be back on tomorrow, 6 to 8 o'clock there. And also, you can go on their website, thegamesportsshow.com and thegamesportsshow.podbean.com to enjoy, yes, EJ Russell, Dave McKay, Scott Nason, and myself for that Wild and Woolly show that I'm quite sure we're going to have a whole heck of a lot to talk about tomorrow night. And again, you can also check on Butch on Sports on those particular websites as well. And also iTunes, boys and girls, you can get Butch on Sports. Hey, have a very good beginning of the week. Be safe. Wear your mask. Don't be a clown, okay? And let's get over this stuff there. Vaccine is not always around the corner yet, but we got to do what we can do to keep things at bay. So, Michigan, do your part, please.